Even for NASA, nebulae are too far away to visit. So they've built one of their own, here on Earth. 40 years ago, scientists peered into the clouds of dust and gas created from the remains of stars, and to their surprise, found not just elements, but organic molecules.
I think it really is a shift in people's thinking about this. 50, 60 years ago, people didn't think space had any of this kind of molecular complexity. Now we know it does. Many of these molecules are organic molecules. Many of them may be complex, and in fact, some of them are likely to be the kinds of molecules you like to have around if you want to have life get started.
Dr. Scott Sanford is at the cutting edge of research at NASA, where they're trying to answer an extraordinary question about stars. Just how many steps towards life can be made in the nebulae that are the stellar nurseries and graveyards of outer space?
So what we have right now is a nice little simulation of an interstellar dense molecular cloud. So this is a star formation region in a jar, basically. And now we just need to let it cook for 24 hours, and then we'll be ready to pull the sample head out and see what we've made.
When Scott and other scientists have analyzed their results, what they've found is that as the nebulae create stars, they make the building blocks of living things on Earth.